Hi and welcome. This is Rudy Hunter from rudyhunter.com and huntershealingcalls.com. Thanks for being with me. Welcome to True Dat. On this short recording, we're going to help you know things that are true about yourself. And this recording is intended for when we've had a rough day, for when we've had things said about us or things go sideways in a day, and when we feel diminished or not good about ourselves. True dat, I love that expression, is knowing the truth about who we are. What is true about us is the remedy for the lies that are false. And when we have a rough day, we get to hear and experience and know lots of lies that are false about us. In this recording, along with identifying a couple of things that are true about you, we're going to do some energy work that will help remind your entire system that they are the truth about you and help to undo the lies and the misnomers about yourself. So, with all of my work, you want to be safe and secure. That means no driving, no operating heavy machinery. You want to be in a place where hopefully you can relax, even if that means running into a bathroom stall and locking the door and turning on your on your iPod. That's a safe enough place. You just don't want to be distracted or unsafe. So let's do our first round in True Dat. Think of something, regardless of what's happened today or how you're feeling, that is true about you, and I'll give you a couple of ideas. Are you a good dancer? Are you kind to animals? Do you have lovely eyes? Are you helpful? Are you honest? Do you have a wonderfully dirty laugh? Just pick one thing in the face of whatever has happened today or the last little while that's been upsetting or perhaps degrading. Just one thing that is the truth about you, regardless of what anyone says or thinks or does. I'll give you a moment to find this first one. Just one true thing. Good. Now that you have it, all you're going to do is you're going to hold on to that gently in your mind while I do some energetic work. And we'll do that quietly. I'll go silent for about a minute or so. And you're going to hold that one truth about you just gently in mind. I'll let you know when we're done. Here we go. Okay, gently bring your attention back. You can let that go for the time being. I'd like you now to focus on one other thing that is the truth about you, regardless of anyone else's opinion. What is one thing about who you are that is the truth about you? Not something mean, not something derogatory, not something self-flagellating, but one honest truth that's positive about who you are. Bring that to mind if you would. Keep your attention lightly on it. We'll go for another minute and get the energy work started for you about this right now. And there we go. You can bring your attention back. And you can let that go. Now, my plan was to do one more round of just the same approach, but we're going to do something much more pervasive and much more helpful. I actually want more for you than just a series of these corrections. What I'm going to ask you to do for this final round is I'd like you to bring to mind all of the slings and arrows, all of the name-calling, all of the difficulties, all of the put-downs that you've experienced just in the last little stretch, not your whole life, just the last day or the last hour or perhaps the last week. That's more than enough for this for now. You can always come back to this and do this again and again and again if you need to. You're going to bring that collection of difficulties to mind. And hear me really clearly. For the next minute or two, your job is not to fix or correct or change or do anything with all that junk, because it is junk. You're just going to be with it. You're going to have it gently in your attention. And it's also not an opportunity for you to beat yourself up about anything. Been there, done that, got the t-shirt, over it. Your job is just to be with it. And during this time, I'm going to do some very deep energetic work to help unlock all of the lies that hold those ideas in place. All right. So we'll go for a minute or two. I will be silent. You'll hold those gently in mind without doing anything with them, and I'll let you know when we're done. And we'll get this round started for you right now. And there we go. Nice and easily, bring your attention back. Take a moment to notice how you feel mentally, emotionally, and physically, and notice anything that's changed, any lightness or freedom or peace that's snuck its way in. Know that you can come back and use this recording as much as you'd like, and it's designed for those, you know, those tough times. We all have them. Also, make sure you avail yourself of all of the material that's up and available on both of my sites, which are rudyhunter.com and huntershealingcalls.com. They work perfectly well with this. My highest wish for you and my goal for you is that over the course of time, sooner as opposed to later, you'll need this kind of rescuing less and less and less, as a larger vision and version of who you are comes into being. It's been great hanging out with you. Until we're together the next time, this is Rudy Hunter. Bye for now.